Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. I'm your host, Dee Stribling, with a few words about the economy for the week ending Friday, September 9th, 2011. Say what you will about the president's policies and his effectiveness in office, he knows how to make speeches. He was back on the bully pulpit this week, asking Congress to pass a jobs bill that would cost about $450 billion, which the president asked the Congressional Supercommittee to figure out how to pay for. Proposals included lower payroll taxes for employees and employers, an extension of jobless benefits, school construction and infrastructure work, aid to states for rehiring teachers, and other popular things. It was an economic proposal, but also a campaign speech. Shrewd politician that he is, the president borrowed some things from the Republicans in his jobs plan, such as cuts on employer payroll taxes. So members of the House can either work with the president on passing their own ideas, which to the diehard Republican base would look like dealing with the devil, or they can say no and be branded a do-nothing Congress by the president. The same strategy worked for Harry Truman. Also this week, Ben Bernanke gave a speech. He gives a lot of speeches too, but not the bully pulpit kind, more the Oracle of Delphi variety. At the end of his speeches, there's always some interpreting to do. This time, QE3 or not QE3? That is the question. The chairman said that the Fed has the tools to fight economic malaise, and that the Fed would use them, maybe soon, or maybe not. Oracles tend to be a little vague, and the chairman is firmly in the tradition of oracles on that score. The member banks of the Fed were a little less vague this week about the condition of the U.S. economy with the release of the latest beige book. The economy is bad enough, was their conclusion, but not quite in recessionary territory. Other indicators this week told of a soft economy, but no second recession. The ISM, non-manufacturing index, pointed upward a little, and the Conference Board Employment Index pointed downward a little, but neither showed a lot of movement, certainly not as much as during a full-fledged panic. In any case, the fate of the U.S. economy depends on forces beyond the control of the President, Congress, or even the Federal Reserve. Forces in Europe, for example, where the debt crisis rears its ugly head frequently to spook the world. This week, at least, the Constitutional Court of Germany signed off on the German bailout of Greece and other weak countries, and the Italian Senate voted for unpopular austerity measures. Though, in fact, it's a little hard to tell what Mr. Berlusconi's government is up to in terms of dealing with Italian debt. Besides, Mr. Berlusconi has more important things to think about now, such as one of the scandals he often finds himself in. But for now, markets seem to be pleased with the direction of things in Europe, which is like the weather. Just wait till next weekend, it will probably change. Speaking of next week, we'll have some retail sales numbers, University of Michigan consumer sentiment, and bold action from Congress. Just kidding about that last one. This is Dee Stribling with Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and be sure to read my Economy Watch column every day at those fine websites.